Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
We were talking about it earlier this morning on Algoa FM Breakfast, Chasing the Sun.
Yep, 2 years before Captain Siya Kolisi raised the Webb Ellis Cup at the 2019 Rugby World Cup final in Tokyo, South Africa had lost 57-0 to New Zealand, the heaviest defeat in their history. Chasing the Sun is the five-part docuseries of how Siya, coach Rassie Erasmus and the rest of the Boca recovered from that humiliation, transforming a team and inspiring a nation as they pulled off one of the greatest sporting comebacks of all time, and it's about how they journey to the pinnacle of international rugby. It's received rave reviews all round, and it's becoming the patriotic silver lining that we so desperately need right now in South Africa. This morning, we chat to executive producer of that docuseries, Chasing the Sun, Gareth Whittaker. Good morning, Gareth. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. It's lovely to be chatting to you guys this morning.
Hello, Gareth. Listen, firstly, I've got a bone to pick with you. It's Wayne here. I was up until very late last night. I had to stop myself from going onto the final one because, well, I needed to be at work this morning early.
You have a bit of energy for that final one anyway, bud. So I'm glad you didn't watch it too late.
Yeah, the final one is quite emotional. So I'll leave that one for tonight.
Yeah, listen, well, I'm glad you enjoyed the first four.
Listen, Gareth, the docuseries takes the approach of observing from a distance as an outsider, but it also simultaneously gives the sense of being the ultimate insider, and it provides never-seen-before footage of the behind-the-scenes life. You know, where Rassie's having his halftime talks or the guys are doing their planning sessions. How on earth did you guys manage to gain unprecedented access to the Springboks?
You're so right. I mean, it's almost the first of its kind to get such intimate access into the Springbok too. Well, certainly the first of its kind into the Springbok team, but maybe even the first of its kind to get such exclusive access in the world. The answer to how is with vision. You know, this project started with guys like Mark Jury from Supersport and Rassie himself and Andy Colquhoun from SA Rugby. And they had an inkling that there was something special about this team. And so before they even started to with the idea of creating a documentary, they thought, listen, something special is bubbling under the surface here. Let's put a team of camera guys in with the box, let them become part of the team, let them get to know the team, let the team get to know them, and let's just observe. And that's actually how it started, I suppose, with a bit of vision. A bit of vision that something special was bubbling, and those guys just sat and observed and had their cameras on and managed to capture some magic. And then the momentum picked up, and you would see that in the series, right? It begins with, as you said earlier, 57-0. It begins with losing this sort of stretch of games, but slowly the belief starts to creep in. I don't want to spoil episode 5 for you, but the ending is really good.
Gareth, it's Charlton here. I can only imagine you had so much footage to choose from. Was it difficult to choose the material to include in the five-part series?
Yeah, it was. It was difficult. We were so fortunate. We got to spend 6 months sitting, watching, learning from these amazing leaders and these great South Africans. Storytelling's about making choices. And if you try to do everything, it will end up being messy and long and not very entertaining. So the way in which we went about making the choices was to kind of focus on two things. The first is we really believe authenticity is critical in this sort of stuff. So we authentically wanted to represent the story as it unfolded. And then the second was drama. You know, we wanted it to be an entertaining TV series. So choosing some moments that help you to increase the dramatic elements of it were key. But unfortunately, obviously, there was lots of really good stuff, lots of gold that's left on the cutting room floor.
Obviously, I mean, all of this filming was happening behind the scenes, the guys were under pressure all of the time. This is what they wanted to. They wanted to win the World Cup, and you have cameras following them all of the time. Was there at any point any resistance from any of the players?
No, there wasn't. You know, the leadership within the team is exceptional. I mean, and that, you know, that comes across. Like, a guy like Rassie is just a remarkable leader, and as is Sia, and as are the rest of some of the leaders within the team, Blaine and Andre and Lucanio. And I think that these guys bought into the idea of this pretty early. And once the leadership bought in, the rest of the team followed. And so there wasn't. And I suppose the second part of that is the guys that were there, the camera guys, Sean and Russell, you know, those guys are very, very good at their job. And they had this ability to step back when they needed to step back and to be in there and a bit close when the time made up for it. So there wasn't actually any sort of resistance.
You made me cry, Gareth.
Yes, but I made myself cry.
Gee whiz. It was so difficult to hold back the emotions and to watch these guys. And then also the stories going to their families, going to the areas where they were brought up. A lot of these areas, not good. And then seeing where they are now and then telling their own stories from their own mouths was very emotional to watch.
Yeah, but it is such an emotional journey, and I think it's for us South Africans, we believe that we can be such a great country, and it's, you know, as Spoon Corsi says, you know, it's our diversity that makes us stronger here, and our stories are remarkable. I can't tell you how many times myself and my team who were working on it, you know, sat in the office, you know, sobbing. because in some ways I think it's personal for us as well. You know, sure, it's Herschel's story, but it's also your story because you were watching it. You know, sure, it's your story, but it's also your story because you're also from the Eastern Cape, you know, and it feels like it feels a bit of our own. You know, sure, it's Rassie's story, but it's also mine because I also want to build a great South Africa where South Africans are the best in the world at something.
And listen, you know? Rassie is also from here. He's from Dispatch.
He's from Dispatch.
We'll take it.
The Eastern Cape was a big scene in this series, you know, and I think the power of Eastern Cape rugby and the potential of Eastern Cape rugby comes through in a big way, and you know, not just Rassie as the coach and Sia as the captain, but Lucanio Arm is from the Eastern Cape. Marcus Olama Pimpi is from the Eastern Cape. So the Eastern Cape's a big scene in this. And some beautiful scenes and some beautiful footage also that we captured in the Eastern Cape.
Gareth, you know, not only did the docu stir emotions in viewers like Wayne and so on, but you also, you know, you managed to get a lot of raw, incredible emotion out of the players. How did you guys manage to get these tough, burly rugby players to open up and talk about their feelings? And were they at any point uncomfortable in doing so?
Look, the answer to how, I suppose, is down to the skill of our directors and producers, and, you know, two guys in particular, a guy called Chris Green, who's our producer, and a guy called Greg Lomas, who is our director. You know, they sat down and they had long and intimate conversations with the people. It not so much like an interview, not like a journalistic interview, but more a conversation, and a conversation about what this means and about life. And I think once you begin to connect with another human being on a personal and intimate level, you know, you start getting emotional, particularly if it's emotional subject matter. And these are stories that these guys want to tell. You know, this is winning the World Cup, I imagine, is the greatest moment of their life.
Gareth,
And so it must be emotional.
Gareth, it's currently being screened on South African television. Any chance of it being screened internationally?
Yes, it is. So, as you say, currently it's on TV catch-up. So, for any of your viewers who haven't watched it yet, I promise you this is so worth doing on DSTV catch-up as well as on Showmax at the moment. And, you know, watch this space. We're looking to make an announcement pretty soon about for the international markets as well.
We're looking forward to that announcement. Gareth, listen, from us and the team, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning, and well done on an incredible documentary.
Oh, thanks, Butch. Thank you so much. It was a real life highlight to be able to tell the story.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.